So, Hare Krishna. Today we are exploring the verse number 2 of the Shishtashtakam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we heard yesterday about all the benefits that the chanting of the holy name is going to bring us in the first verse. And then the second verse of the Shishtashtakam continued to show how easy it is to chant. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, you don't need any specific places. You don't need to be born of any specific families. And the name has so much potency. All your names have so much potency. So what next? We feel, okay, we will just arrive into total ecstasy. The continuation of all of that. But then suddenly we come to a turning point in the Shishtashtakam where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but I am Dudevam. I'm so unfortunate because I'm committing offenses to the name and I do not have taste in chanting. How many of you, while chanting the holy name, feel you are unfortunate? Quite good. I never really felt like this. Obviously, I understood that I don't have much taste and I'm not so much connected in my chanting, but I never felt it's such a big problem. I just felt, okay, let's go on, that's the process, and everything is all right. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really bring this point of being unfortunate. And this is a turning point when we are chanting, and when we are chanting Namaparad, when we are committing offenses to the name, when we are not there in our activities, to not feel that everything is all right, but to feel, no, that's not how I'm supposed to chant. One can ask the question, are tears flowing down my eyes? Are my hair standing on hand? No, then I'm unfortunate. I have the holy name, I have the means to get love of God, but I'm not able to get it. So this point of Dodevam come. In one lecture, Bhaktivigyan Maharaj speak in similar point, speak about the anarthas. And he said, as long as one do not feel sorry for having those anarthas inside of us and praying for the removal, they will never go. As long as we think, that's all right to have a little, I'm conditioned, that everything is all right like this, they will never go away. So here this point is very important. When we are disconnected, when we are not experiencing this symptom of love in our chanting, this connection, that we feel unfortunate, that we feel I have to do something against that. So, I mean, I could say much more about this problem of committing offenses to the name, but I don't want to go too much into that. Srila Prabhupada said something very nice. He said that soon as one tries to be present in the chanting, one is already out of Nama Aparad. So that means even if you are not successful, but you are actually just trying, we are already in a safe ground. We are not anymore committing offenses. Because those aparad, this is what takes away the sweetness. This is what takes away the flow of affection between the Lord and us. That's what just take away all the substance that we are looking for. And in Bhajan Rahasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is maturity in chanting. To be mature in chanting is to diligently try to avoid offenses and not be satisfied with a chanting which is filled up with offenses. So as a remedial for this, I would like, maybe many of you knows already, but Bhujan Prabhu has teached a very, very powerful way to give up offenses while chanting or to keep the concentration, because whenever we want to experience taste, we need concentration. Just for eating, if you don't concentrate on what you are eating, you will not be able to taste fully the delicious prasadam you are eating. In whatever we do, if we want to get derive taste in whatever we do, we need this concentration. So Bhujan Prabhu give 3 steps that we can do. See, we know we are supposed to chant 16 rounds with attention. Now maybe we could say, okay, let's chant only 4 rounds with really a full attention. But even that, it's not easy. So okay, let's say 1 round. I give my best for 1 full round and try to hear all the mantras. But still that is really not easy. So let's make it even more simple. Let's try to hear 1 mantra. And here it's really possible. It's really possible. We can do that. So the point is like this. There are 3 steps. First steps, we concentrate on the hearing, and there is one very, very big help, is try to hear the first Hare. The first Hare is Shrimati Radharani, and we can ask her blessings. And if we can hear the first Hare, then almost all the mantra will follow. Just try to get at least the first Hare, and you will see it helps a lot to hear carefully the full mantra. Step 2, try to make a sankalpa. Try to build up determination. At each mantra, no need to do anything special, but each mantra you just inside of your mind say, okay, this one I will really try to hear fully. And the third step, as you are doing that, ignore the mind. Whatever the mind comes and tells you, whatever voice comes, you just don't pay any attention. So, very simple for this first inspiration or first meditation. When we chant the holy name and we don't have this connection, we should feel sorry about that. We should feel I'm unfortunate. And then we transform this energy of feeling unfortunate into giving ourselves really to work on this concentration. And here are the 3 steps. Hear 1 full mantra and concentrate, at least get the first Hare. Then build up determination. Every mantra, just try, okay, this mantra, I really want to hear it fully. And third step, whatever the mind comes and tells in the background, just don't pay any attention and keep on at the task of hearing 1 mantra.